Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. During an address to Minnesotans Wednesday night, Governor Tim Walz condemned the ongoing presence of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Minnesota.
Let's be very, very clear. This long ago stopped being a matter of immigration enforcement. Instead, it's a campaign of organized brutality against the people of Minnesota by our own federal government.
Walz says as bad as it's been, President Trump intends for it to get worse and wants this chaos. In his address, Walz also criticized the Justice Department for excluding the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension from its investigation into the deadly shooting. He also condemned the federal government for probing Good and her family, citing that investigation as a key factor behind the resignation of several federal prosecutors, including acting U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson. Republican candidate for Governor Lisa Damith is criticizing Walz's address. The GOP House Speaker said in a statement, quote, Walz could have spent tonight coordinating with ICE to honor detainers and keep criminals off of our streets. Instead, he chose to go on TV and repeat tired talking points to appease activists who want to prevent deportation of even the most heinous criminals. Walz and Department of Public Safety officials say ICE does not want to collaborate with local law enforcement. And authorities are investigating a shooting by an ICE agent that injured a man's leg Wednesday night in North Minneapolis, right before Walz's address. Police Chief Brian O'Hara says they got the 911 just before 7 p.m.
Preliminary information indicates that there was a struggle with a federal agent in front of the resident. During the struggle, the federal agent discharged his weapon, striking one adult male. The adult male then retreated inside of the residence. Eventually, federal agents made entry and the individual was brought to an ambulance where he has been transported to the hospital.
The Department of Homeland Security said in a statement, quote, federal law enforcement officers were conducting a targeted traffic stop in Minneapolis of an illegal alien from Venezuela who was released into the country by Joe Biden in 2022. DHS officials say the officer fired a defensive shot to protect his life. President Donald Trump is threatening to send the military to Minnesota in response to anti-ICE protests. Trump posted on social media, quote, if the corrupt politicians of Minnesota don't obey the law and stop the professional agitators and insurrectionists from attacking the patriots of ICE, who are only trying to do their job, I will institute the Insurrection Act. More than 100 Minnesota clergy will visit Target's headquarters today, demanding action after federal agents allegedly assaulted two employees at a Richfield store last week. There have been multiple videos of the assault that have popped up online. Target has not publicly addressed the incident or outlined protections amid what advocates call an ICE and Customs and Border Patrol surge. Minnesota farmers are now feeling the impact of ICE in rural communities. DFL Senator Eric Putnam of St. Cloud says immigrant workers who are legally here are afraid to show up to their jobs on the farm.
Farmers who were already struggling to have labor help. Farmers who were already struggling with commodity prices that are not behaving the way they should.
Putnam says Minnesota has 3,500 H-2A farm workers. This is MNN.